We've got our special guest on the phone, Jimmy Rice. How's it going, Jimmy?
Good. How are you, man?
Doing great. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Are you staying warm?
Yeah, in the studio. It's nice and warm in here.
There you go.
Yeah, so...
go ahead.
So, last time I saw you was in Walmart. How was that?
You know what? Walmart is a crazy place.
It is.
It's the only place you can go out and see people in their pajamas.
That's right.
But you know what? I love it, though. You got to think about this, because, hey, you do the pajama count, then you see people in there, and you want to know how many... here's a good game, guys. People listen, here's a good game. Count how many Budweiser or Dale Jr. hats you see in Walmart. That's a good game.
Okay. What's your record?
The most I've ever seen was 20, believe it or not.
Oh, my God. Did you just sit in there all day, or was that like a five-minute trip?
I was about 15. I tried to get on the hover around scooters.
Yeah.
But I was there for like 20 minutes. I think I was there to buy underwear. I'm not sure.
Of course.
And I just saw her count, and I was like, holy cow. There's a hat, shirt, hat. So you see Budweiser. No, now he does Amp, because, you know, he changed to Amp. So now he does the amp drink. So there you go.
Now, do you get bonus points if you see gravy on their shirt?
No, but if you see chew, that's bonus points right there. If you got the guy chew in the mouth, that's bonus points right there.
All right.
Especially the females.
Right.
That's like that doubles it right there. If you see a female with chew, that doubles your points right there.
Is it a competition? Like, if you go in with someone, does that mean you have to split up?
Well, yeah, you can actually make it into a drinking game if you think about it.
You just have to keep tally and then go home and drink, or drink it in the store?
Who cares? It's Walmart. Drink in the store.
It's encouraged there, right?
Absolutely. Come on, it makes the game funner, though, if you think about it.
So, Jimmy, you're going to be at Villa Valenti Pub on Monday for what is that called again? Is it Monday
I'm
Night
gonna
Raw?
Be there for Capital Underground.
Capital Underground, okay.
Capital Underground, they have a little acoustic act, then I come up.
Okay.
It's going to be very fun. I'm going to do about 25 minutes.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I'm a little nervous, but it's going to be a good time.
Now, how long have you been doing stand-up?
April. April of 2010 was my first ever time ever doing stand-up. So I've only, not even a year.
Wow. That's great. Do you have anything planned for the 1 year?
My goal is to be on HBO, but that kind of fell through.
Okay.
You know, shoe high. I aimed low. It happens. But, I love comedy. I've been into comedy ever since I was a kid. Buddy Hackett is a big influence of mine. A lot of people don't even know who Buddy Hackett is, but he's a big influence of mine. Robin Williams. Carlin, comedians like that have always been a big influence of mine.
Now, have you ever gotten to see any of them in person?
Yes, I got to see Robin Williams a couple of times. I've seen George Carlin at the Palace, God rest his soul. The show he did, not the Palace, the Proctors.
Proctors, yeah.
Yeah, the show he did before he died, I got to see that, and it was awesome. But I'll tell you what, one of my all-time favorite comedians who also died was Rob Schimmel. He was great, and I love Rob Schimmel.
Yeah, he really deserved a lot more fame than he got.
He was hysterical. He really was.
He was one of the best. He really was. I agree with you there.
But I love all comedy. For some reason, it's not to knock women, but I don't find very women comedians funny.
Really?
No, I don't. Like, everyone loves Lisa Lampanelli, and I don't find her funny.
What about, Sarah Silverman or Whitney Cummings? Kathleen Madigan?
I just want to have sex with Sarah Silverman. I just want to have sex with her.
Fair enough.
Kathleen Madigan, she's very funny, but she's Irish, so that's cool, because I'm Irish, too, so that's why I like her.
There you go.
Actually, you know who's a very funny female comedian, Ethan, is Wanda Sykes. I love Wanda Sykes.
She's good. What about Tammy Pescatelli? I just had her on the show. I think she's hilarious.
Very funny. She is very funny. Again, there's very few comedians I find funny, but, you know, there's a few out there that I love. Like the other day, I was watching Roseanne Barr, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, I grew up on Roseanne Barr back in the 80s when she, you know, she did her show. And I watched her stand-up. I was, like, back in 2006 with, she did in Las Vegas. And I felt very depressed, Errol, Ethan, when I watched it. I really was very depressed when I watched it. Because I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how does she get an HBO special and I don't? I'm 10 times better than her. She's horrible.
Well, have you ever thought to sexual favor some of these producers?
I have, and, you know, the thing it is, there, Ethan, I'm a cougar hunter.
Okay.
And, but I don't look good on the couch. I'm a little chubby, so I don't look good on the couch.
Okay.
Yeah, that just went, like, totally in five directions right there.
Hey, it worked. So, Savannah's, you're going to be at Savannah's coming up. Where's that?
Savannah's in Albany.
Okay.
Dublin Underground.
Okay, I know where that is.
Right, yeah, South 12th Street.
Right near Times Union Center.
Yes. Which is close to my goal, which is to be in the Times Union Center. But
the Devils play there quite frequently. You could probably just get some tickets.
Yes, but I don't look good on ice. I can't ice skate.
Okay.
I'm horrible at ice skating. I fall very frequently. Actually, the first time I ever went ice skating, and the last time I went ice skating, I was 5, and I fell flat on my face, and that was it. I've never done ice skating ever since. I love hockey, though. I think I should be a goalie, because I could fall down very nicely, and I could block pucks. So there you go.
There you go.
But, yeah.
Well, Jimmy, so we can see you on Monday at Villa Valenti Pub.
Yes, you can.
Is it your first time doing that?
Valenti's, yes. My first time ever doing Valenti's, and I'm very excited, very nervous. I would love for people to come out and support me. It's good time. They got great food. The beer's going to be flowing. My goal is not to be very drunk, but that's not a very settable goal.
What about language? Are you a clean comedian, or do you raunch it up?
Oh, I raunch it up.
Yeah.
I'm not a clean comedian, and I like clean comics. Brian Regan's one. I like Brian Regan a lot.
He's hilarious, yeah.
Oh, he is. And the thing of it is, he will not drop any F-bombs or anything like that. I remember the first time I went to see him, I saw him at the Palace. I brought my my baby sister there, and I didn't know much about the guy, right? And we're walking up to the Palace, and I'm like, by the way, he may be a little dirty. I don't know what you like. And we're walking in, and I see a bunch of little kids walking into the Palace. I'm like, I had checked my ticket. I'm like, maybe we got the wrong show. But he was very funny. He had his brother open up. Well, actually, he used to write for Roseanne, if I'm not mistaken, and King of Queens.
Oh, wow.
His brother, I think it's Dan, right? Dan Regan or Dave Regan, something like that? It's one of the two.
Something like
that. I'm bad with names. I'm very bad with names there, Ethan. I'm very bad with names. But, and I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at all these kids walking in, and I was like, oh, boy, aren't they in for a shock? But he was very good. Another clean comedian that I've always liked was he's a big influence of mine is Bill Cosby. I think Bill Cosby is hysterical. I grew up on the Cosby Show, so I like that a lot. So, who's your influence, Ethan? Who do you like?
I like a lot of comics. You know, one of my biggest influences I think was Mr. Show on HBO. Do you remember that?
Yes.
That show, as soon as I saw it, I just had to do something with comedy. And
that's how David Cross got his big. That's where he got big, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And, what was the other one? There was another big show on there about comedy. Oh, yeah, Def Jam, I'm sorry. They don't do that anymore, do they?
Wasn't that, like, hip-hop and poets and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence, well, that's how Martin Lawrence got started. That's where he, well, he didn't get started, that's, but he used to host that, Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
But, and then Mike Epps, I think, hosted it for a while, too, right?
Yeah, he's actually, he's coming to Albany, and I think this month or next month.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, he'll be at the Palace.
He's a funny guy. I like Mike Epps. Mike Epps is a very funny guy.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, I got a question to ask you, because okay. I talk about this all the time. Who do you think is funnier? Charlie Murphy or Eddie Murphy? Who's your boy? Who do you like?
You know, you have to, if their entire career or right now?
Right now.
Well, definitely Charlie Murphy, because Eddie Murphy's doing the stupidest movies you know, you can imagine. I heard he's getting back into stand-up, though.
Really? I didn't even hear that. I would love to see him.
You know, if he gets back into stand-up, I guarantee it's going to be completely clean, because I don't know if you can build that kind of kid movie empire and then go back to the raunchy stuff he used to do.
Sure he can. Bob Saget did it.
Well, Bob Saget wasn't starring in, you know, these huge movies and stuff for kids.
I mean, he's on the same show, but Ethan, I'll be honest with you. When I was a kid, like, I used to watch Full House. I mean, I'm 35 years old, and I watched Full House. I loved Candace Cameron. Loved her. But I used to watch Full House and everything. And, you know, I see Bob Saget and Dave Coulier. Dave Coulier is another famous clean comedian. But I saw Bob Saget, and, you know, I heard he was a comedian, but I didn't know anything about him. Then I remember, like, about 15 years ago, I was watching the Rodney Dangerfield birthday roast on HBO. And Bob Saget was one of the roasters. And the stuff that came out of his mouth, I was like, I like this guy. It's funnier than any of the stuff he ever came up with on America's Funniest Home Videos. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm a big fan of, I think Charlie Murphy is very funny because he's a Navy guy, I'm a Navy guy. We're both discharged seamen.
There you go.
But, I can say that, right? That's cool?
All right,
cool. But, Eddie Murphy back in the day, and I don't know if you ever knew this, he was even, one thing I always learned about comedy is that your time will come. If you're in the right place at the right time, your time will come. And I don't know if you know this, I heard a story about Eddie Murphy. And, his agent was pushing him to be on Saturday Night Live. Well, they had a different idea. They wanted to go with a guy named Charlie Dugan, who was a very good black comedian back in the 70s and the early 80s. Well, they chose Charlie Dugan, and apparently Charlie Dugan couldn't read, because they always do a read-through on Saturday Night Live, and he couldn't read because he was illiterate. So that's how Eddie Murphy got the gig, and they always say that's how he became as famous as he is. So, in my opinion, I'm always looking for that one shot.
Yeah.
No matter where it is, you know, Ethan.
Well, maybe it will be at Monday Night Madness at Ville Valenti Pub this Monday.
7 to 9.
7 to 9.
I go on around 8 o'clock. It's gonna be a good time. They got great food. They got great beer.
Great. Well, good luck with that, and thanks for calling in, man.
You're coming to that, right?
I've got class then, unfortunately, but I would come if I didn't.
Well, who has class at 9 o'clock? What class is that at 9 o'clock at night or 8 o'clock at night? What class is that?
Journalism.
Journalism?
Yeah.
Come on. It's journalism. Come on. Can you read? Can you write? There you go.
There you go. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, Ethan. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Jimmy.
Bye Ethan.
It was Jimmy Rice. You can check him out this Monday at Ville Valenti Pub in Troy, doing a 25-minute set, he said. That should be cool. 7 to 9. He'll be on 8.